Welcome to the Alley Newspaper Audio Channel. I'm Tesha M. Christensen, and I'm glad you found us. Here at the Alley, we provide 20,000 people in the Phillips community a forum to raise their voices. Be sure to check us out online at alleynews.org, on Instagram, and on Facebook. One of our front page articles in the March 2019 edition of the Alley was titled, Franklin Aldi Closed Until Mid-April. The article was written by me, Tesha M. Christensen. Look for an updated Aldi at 1311 East Franklin Avenue in mid-April. The Franklin Aldi store closed on January 28, 2008, for an extensive remodeling that will make the store over into one similar to the new Aldi that opened in the former Rainbow Food at 2912 28th Avenue South. It will feature wider aisles, more refrigerated items, and a wider selection of fresh foods. The new store layout will provide an improved in-store experience and features additional refrigeration space to accommodate even more fresh, healthy, and convenient products, according to Matt Lilla, Aldi's Fairbolt Division Vice President. Compared to last year, 20% of the Aldi product selection is new, and the company isn't finished. In all, the company's national growth plan calls for increasing its fresh food selection by 40%, with many organic, convenient, and easy-to-prepare items. With that model, Aldi hopes to double its sales again over the next 5 years. The Franklin Aldi is one of 28 Aldi stores being remodeled and expanded in the Minneapolis-St. Paul and the surrounding metropolitan area in 2019. In all, Aldi is investing $1.9 billion to remodel more than 1,300 U.S. Aldi stores by the end of 2020. The remodeled store at Franklin will bump the size of the store floor from 10,000 to 13,000 square feet of sales floor space. Aldi buildings feature open ceilings, natural lighting, and environmentally friendly construction materials. There are only 4 or 5 aisles, and every Aldi has a similar layout. This is a significant investment in our stores, but it's really an investment in our shoppers, remarked Lilla. We're evolving to meet their changing tastes and needs. He added, as one of the fastest growing retailers with a long history in the U.S., we're confident in our current business model. We're always looking for ways to innovate, but we don't get distracted by what's happening across the industry. We're focused on providing people with outstanding value on quality food and products. Aldi caters to shoppers who are pressed for time and money. We pioneered a model that gives people more of both, observed Lilla. Our shopping experience is designed to make life easier for people and to offer higher quality food at affordable prices. The project is being managed by Shingleby, a nationally acclaimed commercial construction and development company. With 2 offices located in Minnesota, Shingleby operates throughout the upper Midwest. It was founded in 1980 by Gay Vett, a Native American woman who retired in 2007. In September 2018, the Loretto-based company returned to its roots as a woman-led construction company when industry veteran and 14-year-old employee Nancy Sampson became its new owner, president, and CEO. She previously worked as the CFO and corporate secretary treasurer. Recent Shingleby products include a Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in St. Louis Park, the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in Woodbury, the Gardner School in Edina, and Crisp and Green in Dinkytown. Shingleby project manager Shane Johnson said they appreciate the business they get from Aldi. Each project had its own set of challenges, and it is rewarding at the end, Johnson observed. Thanks so much for listening in here at the Alley Newspaper Audio Channel. If you'd like to hear more from the March 2019 edition, click on another story. We hope to see you at a neighborhood event or chat with you online. Newspapers are a powerful force for good in our communities, aren't they? Thanks.